Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. So I did most of the Ontario ones that I can do now. So I'm going to go to other provinces, and I think I'm going to start with Alberta now. It says a surveyor and trader for the Northwest Company comes across tracks of unusual large unidentified animal. Year 1811, January, date the 7th. Alberta, Canada. Here's an old report from 1811. Dave Thompson, he was a great explorer of the western U.S. and Canada. And he wrote in his journals, he says, once upon a time, on January 7th, 1811, Dave Thomas, a surveyor and trader for the Northwest Company, was attempted to cross the Rocky Mountains near the present-day site of Jasper, Alberta. Thompson kept a daily journal. It says, C.T.C. Elliott, Journal of Dave Thompson, Oregon Historical Quarterly, 15, March and June of 1914. Thompson also published works called The Narrative, which was based on journals. In the journal entry for January 7th, 1811, Thompson wrote, I saw tracks of a large animal, has four large toes, 3 to 4 inches long, and small nail at the end of each. The ball of his foot sank about 3 inches deeper than the toes. The hinder part of his foot did not mark well. The hole is about 14 inches long by 8 inches wide and very much resembles a black bear track. It was revelant in about 6 inches in the snow. 40 years later, he would expand upon his experience. In his narrative, he wrote, January 7th, continuing our journey into the afternoon, we came upon the tracks of a large animal. Now, this is about 6 inches deep in the ice. I measured it, 4 large toes and of 4 inches in length, and to each a short claw. The ball of the foot sunk 3 inches lower than the toe. The hinder part of the foot did not mark well the length of 14 inches by 8 inches in breadth, or whatever they wish to call it. Walking from north to south and having passed about 6 hours, we were in no humor to follow him. Yeah. The men and Indians would have it to be a young mammoth, really, and I held it to be a track of an old grizzly bear. Yet the shortness of the nails and the ball of the foot, it was great size, that not that of a bear otherwise than a very large old bear. His claws were worn away. The Indians would not allow. In another part of the narrative, Thompson brings it up, his experience again, now recurring, of what have already noticed in the early part of last winter, which proceeded to the Beskus River to cross the mountains in company with men and 4 hunters. On one of the channels of the river, he came to a track of a large animal which measured 14 inches and 8 inches and by the tape line. As the snow was about 6 inches in depth and the track is well defined, we could see it was 400 yards from us. This animal was proceeding from north to south and did not attempt to follow it. We had no time for it. As the hunters, eager as we were to follow and shoot every animal, made no attempt to follow the beast. For what could the balls of the fouling guns do against such an animal? Reports from old times have made head branches of the river and the mountains in the vicinity above one or more large animals, to which have appeared to grievance for these reports that appear to arise from that foundness for the marvelous of so common to mankind, otherwise Bigfoot. But the sight of the track of that large and beast staggered me, and I often thought of it, yet never could bring myself to believe such animal existed, but thought I might be on the track of some monster bear. Now, that was a good story from Thompson there in his journals that he wrote. So, like I said, this story goes back to 1811. So, I'm going to leave it there, and you can draw your own conclusion. Remember, click, subscribe, follow. And if you like the story, thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice.